Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
Well, I go on vacation for a couple of days. I leave Rick Swenson from Peterson Farm Seed in charge of the weather while I'm gone, and look what you did. It feels like winter all of a sudden. You're close to it. Really late stages fall, which we're actually supposed to be in, but we got some of that much-needed moisture finally.
Right. Jump from 60s and 70s and 80s right down to 40s, so it's definitely feeling like fall now.
Well, let's talk about what's going on. Obviously, home base for you is around that Fergus Falls area. Of course, you're the lead field agronomist for Peterson Farm Seed. And I guess, first of all, just for crops and harvest and what's going on, we're in the later stages of the year. So is there still a lot of, you know, soybeans out there and corn you're looking at?
A few soybeans, yeah, some green areas, and just kind of getting to some of those fields as they were turning. I know a lot of different people were jumping right into the corn, kind of doing both. And actually, in some cases, I talked to a handful of people, they're done completely already. So,
wow.
And then other areas, I guess the corn is kind of just getting rolling. So we're all over the board.
Well, it does look like weather is going to pick back up again. We're not going to be back into the 80s or 90s, at least knock on wood. Not that, I mean, I guess I couldn't complain if we were, but we got some much needed moisture. But I think I'm hoping that the fields will be able to suck up a lot of this moisture, because I've heard of everything from, what, about an inch or so up to several inches of rain, depending on where you have been. But looks like we're just going to be cooler and dry this weekend, temperatures in the 60s. So hopefully guys will be able to get back out in the field, correct?
Yeah, I was looking at the 6 to 10 and the 8 to 14 day forecast, and they're talking above average temperatures and below average moisture. So there shouldn't be any problem getting back in. You know, it's a little wet on top right now, but once this stuff soaks in, this is all a blessing for next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I did want to talk about, now, you and your area, and I'm assuming when you say your area, because you sent me a text before we got on, you're talking about western Minnesota, is that correct, with the 1.7 inches of rain?
Yeah, we picked up 1.7 over the weekend, and was actually digging some holes in the ground on Monday, Tuesday, just to see how far the water had gone down, and it had soaked into 18 inches, but below that, it was still powder. So we've got a long ways to go just to catch up from this year, so I know it's kind of a burden right now, you know, just for a couple of days here, but it's going to be a good thing long term.
Okay, talk about data. You know, I know you're a big data guy, you're a big weather guy. So what should people do with the data that they're using or collecting this year?
You know, we're looking at that right now, and especially trying to bring forward new products and wanting to bring forward the best products, and don't want to jump into something that might not be the best. You know, weird things can happen. Some things that maybe aren't very good can look really good in a year like this. And so kind of use this year as an outlier and, you know, a little bit of grain of salt with it. Try to extract what you can. But 21 is going to have a lot more to do with 1988 and 1936 than it is with 22 in my mind.
Okay. And then what to do for your lineup for next year? Pretty much use the same thing, or what are you thinking?
That's what we're working on. Actually got our first corn data back today, so that's kind of fun looking at that and seeing where yields did come in and trying to sort through some stuff. And I think there's a handful of things we're going to probably move forward with, but some of those they're probably going to take a back seat and look at them one more year just to, you know, protect everybody around here, help them make sure they're doing the best thing possible.
Okay. What kind of numbers have you been hearing from growers that you work with? I know it's going to be a mixed bag. I think that's kind of the main thing for a lot of states around our region, just because each area kind of got its own amount of moisture and heat and storms and everything else. But what are growers telling you? Was this a fairly successful year?
You know, where we were kind of expecting some of the stuff, beans, honestly, I feel like we're about 10 bushel better than we thought we would be. You know, if you were 30, you're more like 40. And kind of the corn, maybe the same way, you know, maybe an extra 15 bushel, something like that, 20 bushel. I think in some ways it's been more of a pleasant surprise than what we were anticipating coming down the stretch in August.
Again, that was Rick Swenson, the lead field agronomist for Peterson Farm Seed. This is Inside Agriculture.